Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cannot simply go on to in their own damn house. And you want people to believe that you legit have a chance to make a run in the playoffs.
And this week, Clint, it wasn't because the other team's fan base took over.
No.
This was just y'all.
No, hell no. This was you. This is your, it's a lack of focus. It's a lack of discipline. It's either you're overwhelmed with the moment. Take your pick. None of it's good. You don't have a chance to make a run in the playoffs. What does a home field advantage matter? What does it matter if you have a playoff game? Your ass can't go on two in your own building, right? Or how are we working on that in practice? How many reps are we getting on the old basic, the old simple things done savagely well, like going on two, using your snap count as a weapon when you're at home? This team, your head coach just told you, this team can't simply stay on sides in their own building when noise is not a factor. And we're talking about Joe Mixon, Tank Dell, Juice Scruggs, and Laremy Tunsil. We're talking about two wily vets that are well-respected around the league and two youngsters, second, third-year guys that have a lot of game under their belt now, right? We can't go on two in our own damn building. You ought to be embarrassed. It's not ha-ha-ha, it's week 12, we'll get everything fixed. Your ass ought to be embarrassed, right? Let's go to the next point that he makes, right? Not getting to your spot. I know a lot of people let that fly right under the radar. What did C.J. Stroud tell us last night after that football game, right? He couldn't see John Mechie. He threw the ball blind. It turned into an interception. So here we are, the coaching staff, right? Hey, we got confidence in you, man. We trust you. Let's go get points when there's just seconds left on the board at the end of the first half. We like what you're doing, man. We feel good about it. The offensive coordinator dials up a quick. He's got a guy's wide ass open, and we can't get to our spot. You know how football 101 that is? You know how football 101 it is on a spot route to not get to your spot? Again, whether that's on CJ or it's on John Mechie, you know how football 101 that is? You know how basic that is in the game? If you can't simply get to your spot in the pass game on a spot route, and that's not 10 out of 10, 100% completion, you have zero chance of winning a playoff game. You have zero business being in the top teams in the AFC conversation. Those are two simple things offensively. Tyler, let's move to the defensive side of the football. Here's D'Amico Ryans from a little earlier, and he was asked specifically about the explosive plays, and he was asked specifically about Eric Murray's explosive play on the or that he gave up on the big touchdown.
Yeah, we're going to run our defense. We just have to play the defense the right way. Like, so our underneath coverage has to be in a better spot so the guy isn't just running free. So underneath coverage has to be better, and our rush has to be better. So everything is tied together. It's not just highlighting one guy that's not on E. Murray.
Look, we're underneath. I'm really focusing on the underneath coverage has to be in a better place, right? What that's telling me, here's the reality. And I asked Jimmy Ward about this last night, and Jimmy kind of, he just yes-sired me kind of deal and didn't really go into any depth on the answer. But here's a reality of the Texans defense, right? You are a pressure defense. D'Amico Ryans is willing to take the risk of giving up a big play, and he's going to bank on his rushers, his pass rush, to get there. And when I say get there, it's either a sack, it's a pushing a offensive lineman, driving into the lap of the quarterback. It's getting a free shot, and right as the quarterback starts to deliver the football, you hit him in the chin, you're at his legs, you're in his chest, and the quarterback can't finish the throw, so it's an errant throw. That is who the Texans are defensively. We sit around here and talk about, well, hell, there's been receivers behind these DBs all year long.
Yes.
Right? And Ron, you and I sat there and talked about it multiple times. Like, somebody at some point, somebody's going to hit one of these, and it's going to cost you points. It's happened all year long. It's exactly who the Texans are, right? So stick with me here. If that's who you are, and that's what you've been practicing all year long,
that's what's going to happen.
Right? And all you need is your underneath coverage. Because, look, the pass rush is different. Like, they can protect you with seven. They can protect you with eight. They can slide. They can do things. Like, you got to a lot of that is reactionary in the box. But from a coverage perspective, I know exactly what my coverage is when the ball snapped. Now, the formation and the motion may change up what I do, but when the ball is snapped, I know exactly what I'm trying to do and I'm trying to get accomplished, right? Whatever the defensive call was, this is the Eric Murray touchdown over the top that I'm talking about. When D'Amico Ryans says underneath coverage isn't in the right spot, you know what that tells me? That tells me in a pressure defense, Jalen Petrie's ass should have been out there and able to at least disrupt the release of the receiver that ends up catching the touchdown. Because here's what happens. When you don't disrupt that release, which he ran out there and the release did have to go around him, but there was no contact, there was no stir of the feet, he clearly didn't get the job done, right? And so now what happens is if the pass rush doesn't get there immediately, that receiver is on the toes of your safety, who is expecting pressure to get there, expecting the ball to be either dead or the ball coming out. Now that receiver is on his toes immediately right now, and boom, he's beat over the top. Right? They had, think about that. You dialed up a pressure. D'Amico just told you, the pressure's got to get there. You dialed up a pressure, and a wide receiver, because your ass wasn't in the right spot to disrupt a release and a stem on a wide receiver, that receiver was able to make a double move at 12 to 13 yards deep. It may have been deeper now. I think it was 12 to 13 yards deep. Think about that. And win on a double move, not a 3 or 4 yard slant and go, sluggo, not a 5 or 6 yard hitch and go. No. A deep double move route on your safety. As I've said before, we can sit here and bitch about Eric Murray. That is not on Eric Murray. Maybe he's coached to grab him and he should have grabbed him, but that is the basic, and where I'm going with all this is we just talked about the offensive issues. Defensively, if you're a pressure defense and one of your starters, your true blue starters, can't be in the right spot to disrupt a vertical stem, your ass is not winning a playoff game. And the result, Ron, is exactly what you saw happen. Right? Because you can go over to Jimmy Ward. Jimmy Ward mentioned, I asked Jimmy Ward that question in the post game last night. I didn't realize Jimmy Ward was one of them that gave. I wasn't thinking. I was just asking him the explosive.
Yeah, he said, Let me start with my play.
I didn't, I mean, obviously I knew it happened to him, but that wasn't where my mind was going. I just wanted him to explain from a secondary perspective the issue, right? I mean, the route that they ran on him, I mean, he'd been defending that route since he was 10 years old. It was verticals out of trips, right? You got a crosser, you got a vertical that gets on the safety, and you got a vertical down the sideline. It was football 101. Every high school in America runs that, right? I mean, it's hell, I ran it in high school and at Arkansas. That's how old that concept is, right? And he comes on there and tells you, yeah, right, I gave the guy basically what he was saying, by the way, is I gave the guy the wide side of the field, knowing that I can't run with that guy to the wide side of the field. But I mean, like if we can't do, and I know,
like he did against the Colts,
right?
Like he
yes.
did, like he.
Well, Ron, and look, things happen. I get it, man. People make mistakes, but we like literally, it's just one after another with this football team. And I, the problem for me is that it mirrors exactly what the hell the coaches, the general manager, the OC, the DC, it mirrors exactly what they say.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, man, just got to execute. Hey, man, just got it. We just got to. How in the hell do you have guys that don't know the landmark on a snag route?
Yeah, and that's why, to me, I have said, and I've said this the last couple of weeks, and I know specifically going into the Cowboys game, I made a point that we talked about it, like, this has got to be some ownership of the players in this thing. And yes, the coaches have to get... You know, play, get their piece of it, because hell, you're coaching it and you're allowing it. What do you say if they're
you're either coaching it or allowing it? That's,
or
it.
Allowing that,
that's
it.
The yes. It don't just happen.
Yeah. and they got to get their point to it. They got to get their parts of it. But I mean, to some of the stuff you're saying, hey man, we're at home. We're going on two. You gonna jump off sides? Y'all gonna jump off sides or false start back to back times? Like you don't know the count? Like come on, man. I hear you, like, CJ, you got to get on their ass, and Bob, you got to get on their ass. There's some grown-ass dudes that are playing in the National Football League that have to be able to go on two.